What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Locatora Radio is a radiophonic novela,
which is just a very extra way of saying
a podcast.
I'm Dios FM.
And I am Mala Munoz.
Locatora Radio is your prima's favorite podcast hosted by us, Mala and Diosa.
We're two IG friends turned podcast partners breaking down pop culture, feminism, sexual wellness, and offering fresh takes on trending topics through nuanced interviews with up-and-coming Latinx creatives.
Known as Las Locatoras, Las Mamis of Myth and Bullshit, The Podcasteras Next Door, and Las Podcasteras Peligrosas, we've been podcasting independently since 2016, and we're bringing our radiophonic novela to the My Cultura Network to continue sharing stories from the Latinx community.
Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 7.
Take us to your network!
Hola, hola, locamores. Welcome back to Locatora Radio. I'm Diosa.
And I am Mala. Welcome back to Season 7. Take us to your network. We have all kinds of things we're going to talk about on today's episode, and we're so happy to be back in studio.
Yes, yes. Welcome to Capítulo 138, 138. And before we get started, we want to recap because October was such a busy month for us. Mm-hmm. We went to New York for the first time. Mm-hmm. As Locatora Productions for a pretty monumental event. So Let's start talking about it, Mala.
Yes, we want to take you all the way back to last year when we got our Times Square billboard as part of Spotify's Hispanic Heritage Month. And like our faces, you guys, a big giant like full body photo of us in the middle of Times Square. We were not able to go see it in person last year because we were so broke and sad. We couldn't afford flights. We couldn't make the trip. This year, however, as Locatora Productions, we received word that our original show, Marihuanera, a podcast for podheads, was selected to be part of the inaugural class of Gotham Award winners for the audio honors that the Gotham Awards is now providing in conjunction with Variety Magazine, that is, and Wondery Media. So Gotham, Variety, and Wondery invited us out to celebrate Marihuanera and 9 other indie podcasts that are making waves in the audio space. So Diosa and I, we flew out there. We stayed in New York for a few days. We went to the Gotham. We met all the other honorees. And it was really, really cool. And so we got to take Marihuanera, basically, to New York and come back with an award. And if you want to read about it, there are several write-ups online from Variety, variety.com. If you want to read about the other honorees, the awards themselves, how they came to be, and there's also a write-up in print in the New York issue of Variety. Brendan Fraser is on the cover, which I was screaming about because George of the Jungle was my sexual awakening.
So good. Such a good movie.
So all in all, a fantastic time. What did you think about it?
Yeah, I also want to shout out our friends over at Bag Ladies because they received a Gotham Award for their show, Bag Ladies, their past guest of Locatora Radio, and have been podcasting for quite a few years on been indie for just as long as we have. And so to see them get honored was also so incredible. I thought it was so amazing. The like list, the honorees, the talent, like the caliber, you know, was all there. So it was so incredible to see such a range too of different shows.
Yeah.
So that was exciting. And I think, yeah, just to juxtapose, like, you know, everyone says like your life can change in a year, but like I think we're really seeing that this year. To last year not being able to afford to go to Times Square, like our business was really just getting off the ground formally, and the budget wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And then to like be able to splurge this year, receive your award for Marihuanera, to go to Broadway and see Funny Girl, to have a really decadent, delicious French meal. We tried escargot for the first time.
We did.
I thought it was delicious.
Me too.
And we just had like such a lovely trip. And so I love that for us. And it just feels good to be in this season of Locatora Productions and Locatora Radio.
Agreed. It's exciting. It's thrilling. There's honestly a lot going on. Ever since we signed with iHeart, things have just taken off. I mean, we can't even tell you about the call we took this week.
Sorry, y'all, not to be cryptic again.
But there's more. There's more coming.
Yeah, I mean, and it's exciting, like, to be in, like, the harvest season.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
And with that, we want to invite all of our listeners, our OG listeners, our new listeners, and tell y'all that we will be having Locatora Live, a podcast party, this November 19th at Resident in the Arts District. It's going to be fun. We're celebrating our Locaversary, 6 official years of Locatora Radio.
Wild. It's so nuts. Is this not our 7?
It's our 6th year. We're kind of confused now because we're in season 7.
Right.
Usually we've like the seasons have indicated the years.
Yes.
But now we're just a little bit behind.
The years and the seasons are different now.
Yes.
Years of podcasting in the season that we're on. So yeah, come out to Locatora Live, a podcast party. All of our favorite DJs are going to be playing. We're going to be there. There's 2 bars. There's a patio. Resident is 420 friendly. There's a Senor Fish taco truck. It's a cute spot. It's a cool vibe. And if you've never attended a Locatora Live podcast party in the past, we've been throwing these parties for years now. They're really fun. And we've had listeners come in from out of state for Locatora Live who have traveled. We have some listeners who have been coming to basically every Locatora Live since the inception, and others who even show up by themselves and meet fellow listeners and make new friends. That always happens.
Yes.
Love connections are made. It's just a magical evening. So come out on November 19th at Resident DTLA.
Yes. Hope to see you there. So today we're going to be talking, we're going to be unpacking and discussing purity culture.
Oof.
Is it back? Mm-hmm. Did it ever leave?
Mm-hmm. We're going to answer all these questions and more. We have some things that we think are examples of purity culture coming back in full force at different levels, from like the Supreme Court level, the federal level, internationally, culturally, on social media, interpersonally. So we're going to dive into a little bit of each one.
Yeah.
to kind of give a feel of what's the landscape right now.
Right. And before we get into the current landscape, we want to remind y'all that at the top of the year, for season 6, we talked about bimbos and the defense of bimbos and how bimbo culture is like a very positive thing. It's a progressive thing. It's taking your power back mm-hmm. for women that are expected to do and look a certain way, but really like taking your power back. And so encourage y'all to listen to that episode because there were critics of like bimbos and this reclamation of bimbos saying mm-hmm. that women that are bimbos and take on this like persona of a bimbo are taking society and women back by decades. Mm-hmm. But the argument is like, well, actually, society, the Supreme Court, or local and federal government are doing that anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So women dressing how they want to dress isn't actually doing that.
No.
And so now we're going to start with the current landscape of purity culture and its resurgence.
Yeah. And we want to like look at the big picture. It's so easy to look at young women dressing however they're dressing on TikTok and blame them for all of society's ills. Like, we love to do that. But just a woman online, like, posting her photos is not the driving force behind, like, repression. That's things like anti-trans bills, legislation that is making going to the bathroom hostile and dangerous for folks, that is making seeking out trans healthcare dangerous for folks. There's also, of course, like we've been seeing, Roe v. Wade. The overturning of Roe v. Wade and the very real, very violent fallout of that across the board for women of all ages and for anybody who can get pregnant. And of course, there's also the way that these things get carried out, like in everyday life. Like, we're seeing people showing up to drag brunch with mm-hmm. rifles. And we're seeing examples of young women being like targeted and harassed or even ticketed for wearing, quote, revealing clothing or being, quote, you know, publicly indecent. So there's just like a lot of different ways to approach the topic. And I think it's important like for us to like look at the big picture and not just criticize like, okay, so there's a TikTok trend.
No.
You know?
No, we can't reduce anything to, I think, a TikTok trend. Mm-hmm. Like, we see, like, TikTok is an example. It's like a micro, even though it's so big, it's like a micro example of, like, the macro.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like a microcosm of, like, everything else going on.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, it's, like, I feel like now that we're in our late and early, late 20s, early 30s, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm not trying to be like an old head.
No.
That's like, TikTok is bad. Like, no, hard stop.
Right.
That's definitely not what this is. It's more so like, well, now that this is the platform that information is being shared, like, okay, how do we look at it critically mm-hmm. in the same way we've done other social media platforms?
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows. wherever you listen to podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeart Radio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we dive into that, I want us to define purity culture and the purity movement that really rose in the 1990s. So according to, there's this website called postpuritihealing.com, and it's basically survivors of purity culture, and that were like evangelical Christians, and they survived like a lot of the horrific things that happened to them while they were in these different family culture dynamics. And so the purity movement sought to get adolescents to comply with what they defined as godly sexuality. This is in a world of sexual licentiousness. Godly sex can only occur within a heteronormative marriage. In maintaining one's virginity until marriage and transforming oneself to the Bible and Christ in the meantime, individuals will have an amazing God-ordained marriage. Mm-hmm. So in other words, if you save yourself for marriage, you're going to have a good marriage. And in the meantime, before you're married, dedicate yourself to the Bible and to Christ.
Yeah. And in maintaining one's virginity. And the only way you maintain one's virginity is by strict repression.
Yep.
You can't dress like you want to have sex, quote, right? Because what does that even mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can't be flirty.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be wearing extravagant makeup or red lipstick because that's a whore's lip.
A whorish lip color.
And then I think, you know, we take even more extreme examples of that, and we can look at how purity culture is something that I think is force for violence, like in a place like Iran right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like with what we're seeing with women very specifically pushing back against covering their hair or maintaining a specific appearance based on laws that are very much steeped in purity culture and religious extremism. And I think it's something that here in the United States, we're seeing some beginnings of how a society can get to a place like that, mm-hmm. where, yeah, we're getting women getting kicked off of planes because of what they're wearing. We'll talk about that story in a second. Women getting tickets from the police. There was a TikToker who talked about getting literally written up by local law enforcement because of, quote, indecent exposure. And it's possible that those things can happen here. I mean, we were on the Daily Zeitgeist recently, and something that came up is how a lot of fascist violence and racial violence, or like right wing violence, like we saw the attack on the Pelosi home and on Mr. Pelosi, and the amount of victim shaming and blaming that's come mm-hmm. about, how it sounds just like rape culture mm-hmm. and victim blaming when it comes to violence against women, right? And we are very much capable of that type of violence here in the United States. Like, we already see it happening. And I think that this purity culture stuff is like going to start just piling on top of itself. And yeah. we're going to see more examples of like repression, especially against women and queer people, with our presentation and how we dress and how we move about the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and we're also like, this is not new to us in the sense that we went to Catholic school, mm-hmm. that kind of repression is taught in the sense that you have to wear your skirt a certain length. You can't wear eye makeup. Your right. jewelry has to be very minimal. All these rules.
No nail polish.
Especially for me, that I went to my high school, I went to an all-girls school. And so really teaching the girls, like, you have to look and dress a certain way. And these are all the rules that you have just in order to come to school and get your education. Mm-hmm. You got to look this way.
Mm-hmm. I remember being in the eighth grade in religion class, and our religion teacher kind of had a big lecture for us. You know, they would separate the genders,
right.
boys and girls, to like yeah. talk about sensitive things. So it was one of those talks, and they loved having those talks mm-hmm. with us. And there was this one talk that will never leave me, where this religion teacher was telling the girls that we were embarrassing our male classmates when we went on field trips. Because we weren't like brushing our hair or we weren't showing up looking presentable. And, you know, it's like a lot of we're just kids.
Right.
Or there were kids who were very like grungy, or they were punks. And even in Catholic school, you find ways
yeah.
to like play with your uniform
totally.
and your look. Right. And still be technically within dress code. So the girls my year, we were just kind of like everybody had their own little style and their own little look. But I think that she was being like really like, she was being really aggressive towards the girls who were more masculine or who were more sporty or who were less femme, or, you know, weren't showing up like looking super like cishet. You know what I
right.
mean? And so she gave us this whole speech about how, quote, the boys want to be proud of their women
Ew.
When we're out in public and when we're around other schools or when we're on field trips.
That's so gross, because you're literally in the eighth grade and yeah. you're already being taught like you have to look good, because you look at the men like you're going to embarrass the men. So you always look good for them.
Literally. So the gender repression.
Yeah.
I find that to be a type of religious extremism. Like, Catholics can be very extreme with things, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. so I'm like, this is not something that is far away from us.
No, I mean, and speaking of, like, this is something that I'm not sure if I've shared this on the podcast before, but I've definitely told Mala about it, because this is one of those things also in the eighth grade that, like, has stayed with me. And it was my eighth grade teacher, who later on became the principal and now is at the Archdiocese, which is Uh-oh. Terrifying. Mm-mm. And she showed us on a Friday. We like had half days on Fridays. And I remember the last thing she showed us was a slideshow about abortion. And it was now looking back, it was completely false. It was like mutilated fetuses.
Oh, God.
You know, like things that you see now and you're like, that's a doctored photo. That's fake. That's not real. That's not medically allowed. That's, you know, all these things, right? Mm-hmm. But as, you know, when you're in the eighth grade, you're like seeing these things and you're horrified and you're like, okay, abortion is wrong. Abortion is bad. And the reason that she showed that to us, because at the time, all the hormones in all of our little bodies were like, we were all acting out in all these different ways. Mm-hmm. And the girls were sitting on the boys' laps mm-hmm. and we were rolling up our skirts and we were sneaking on eyeliner and all mm-hmm. different kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So her way to check us was, I'm going to show y'all what an aborted fetus looks like.
Oh, God.
And I remember walking out and thinking, I'm pretty sure this is one, false, and two, like, not allowed because, you know, if our parents had to sign consent forms for biology class
right.
to learn about our reproductive organs,
right.
I'm pretty sure showing us aborted fetuses is also probably not allowed.
Right. Totally.
You know, and totally. That was one of those things that stayed with me, but not in the sense like, oh, my God, abortion is bad, but more so like, I don't think this is real.
Right.
You know,
this seems
and
fake.
This seems fake. And this also seems like so obviously clearly pointed, but also like not the way to actually handle, you know, these preteens that are like feeling attracted to each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think showing them a fake aborted fetus photo is the way to do it.
No, absolutely not. The fear mongering and using just made up shit, you know, and I think it's good. I see a little bit of. Not a little bit. It's good to see young people and just critically thinking people pushing back against the creeping purity culture mm-hmm. that we are seeing, again, not only online, but like just in the world, like yeah. in the landscape. And I think while you have people who are sort of in weird ways, like falling in line, like there's this whole trad wife.
Tell me about the trad wife.
So trad wives are like, and there's all this self-identifying and self-labeling going on, right,
yeah.
on the internet. I'm a cottagecore trad wife, lineman's wife, like whatever.
And a
right?
trad wife is just a, quote, traditional wife.
Yeah. So, you know, there's these accounts, and it's a lot of white women, I will say, who post sort of very kind of dreamy, nostalgic content about, you know, the worst thing that feminists have ever done was fight for the right to work. Like, I just want to be a stay-at-home wife and in my garden, and that's the whole vibe, right? And it's interesting because it's like sort of wrapping up choice for everybody else mm-hmm. as being a bad thing for this trad wife lifestyle mm-hmm. when it's like it's that abundance of choice that allows you to even
exactly
choose mm-hmm. to be a traditional wife for yourself.
Yeah,
when wives traditionally were not choosing whether no. or not to be traditional or not.
Women couldn't even have their own bank accounts
no.
until like the 1960s.
Yeah.
That was not that long ago. Good God. My mom was born in 55.
Totally.
Like, yeah.
Like, girl, the fact that you're wearing pants in your trad wife TikTok.
Literally. My mom remembers when she was in high school, because she came to high school here in the U.S., that she remembers when girls were allowed to wear pants. So she went to school at an era where
right.
girls were not allowed to wear pants.
Right.
And this was a public school. This was not a Catholic school, public school.
Right.
And it, like, not that long ago.
No, your mom is not that old.
No.
Like, not a long time ago at all. So if it could happen, if it's already happened, it can happen again.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite Michael Tura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeart Radio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's interesting. There's more, right? I think people are also sort of like pushing back in some ways against like the 90s, 2000s revival. I think a lot of clothing in the past few years has been very sort of, I'm not going to use the word skimpy, but it's like we're using minimal fabrics. Mm-hmm. You know, when we think about our Fashion Nova Sheen kind of era of like fast fashion mm-hmm. and dressing, I think it's like minimal clothing.
Right.
It has been really in the past couple of years.
My favorite.
Yeah, we love minimal clothing. We hardly wear clothes. We're in California. We're in LA.
I'll never forget when we were on the East Coast and a listener said, I've never seen y'all wear that much clothing.
Oh, yeah. Because we went to Williams and it was cold.
It was hilarious, but also like, dang, okay.
Yeah, no, we like, we're showing skin, you know? So for us, it's like, okay, yeah, like this is for us. This is what we do. But also seeing other sorts of TikTokers and influencers kind of hating.
Yeah.
And, well, I'm chic, clean girl, like office attire, ballet, flats, crew neck. Like, can we bring that back? Like the almond shape, nude manicure and a skinny vanilla latte. Like, it's like, okay, I understand you just want to be comfortable and just being simple.
Yeah.
And you have a capsule wardrobe.
Right.
Like, that's fine. Like, it doesn't need to be that this other thing is trashy and
exactly,
nasty.
Exactly. And that's where the problem is. It's like the high femmes in the world are not calling you a boring basic bitch.
No.
But you're over here villainizing, you know, calling it trashy, calling it tacky, calling it ghetto, all sorts of things. And that's the issue here.
Yeah. It's like wear your mousse colored, whatever. Mm-hmm. Wear it. It's fine. And zip it.
And be quiet. Like, stop.
close the nude lip. Shut it. Shut the nude lip.
The nude lip. There's no lip on there.
There is no lip for the Lord, honey. No lip for the Lord. So anyways, let's live. That's all. I think let bimbos live. Let's live. Leave us alone.
Yes.
Let us be happy.
Yeah. I mean, and with that, like, and also when we see it's like us women and men, you know, people policing each other, right? Mm-hmm. That's like so problematic. But then when you, there's another layer to it or another level to it when then you're policed by like an agency, the state, mm-hmm. right? We're seeing that with Roe versus Wade. We're even seeing that on airplanes.
Yes. So our dear friend and actress Melina Bobadilla, you have seen her on Gentified, you have seen her on Orange is the New Black, Little America, you have also heard her on Locatora Radio in a past episode talking about her HBO Max film For Rosa. Melina Bobadilla is a prolific tweeter. She's on Twitter, and not too long ago she tweeted out a story. She was on a flight traveling between California and wherever she was filming, and on her flight she noticed that a young woman was being basically verbally harassed by the flight attendant. Was telling the young woman that her outfit was inappropriate, that she needed to cover up. They handed her like a sweater to put on. And Melina, and again, she tweeted the story out and did some press on it. Melina ended up speaking up on behalf of that young woman and said something to the flight attendant. And then they kicked Melina off the plane and they did not let her fly home. And I thought that story was wild. We are seeing more and more instances like this pop up. We hear about them on Twitter mostly, and then mm-hmm. there will be press around it. But this was the first time that maybe somebody super close to us or that I know had seen or experienced this like in real time.
Right.
With like a consequence, like getting kicked off the mm-hmm. plane.
Yeah. And it when we traveled to New York, I didn't tell you this, but I was actually thinking like, oh my God, like, is something like this going to happen to us on a plane?
Oh my God, God forbid.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like I did think of that story, and yeah, I mean, it's in a way then you start to like police yourself, mm-hmm. right? Like, okay, I'm going to get on this plane, so let me not wear this little crop top, even though I'm flying to the Bahamas. Because there's instances like that too, where women are leaving the Caribbean or leaving an island or leaving a tropical place. And so they're wearing shorts.
Yeah.
They're wearing tank tops, mm-hmm. you know, and maybe because their body type is a certain way, it's, quote, inappropriate. And then they're being asked to cover up. They're being asked off the plane when they refuse, you know. And so it's bad.
It's very bad. So another story, this I'm referencing an article now from The Independent UK. And I first saw this story again on TikTok. A woman claimed that she got a ticket for indecent exposure while wearing a crop top and shorts in a viral TikTok. Her name is Casey. Her at is Cazzle112 on TikTok, and she's from Louisiana. And she shows off her outfit, and she's just wearing shorts and a crop top. Her crop top has sleeves, like cap sleeves, like and it's a crew neck, like it's not even like that revealing,
right?
And she is showing the ticket like on camera that three female cops actually wrote up for her. They cited her, and they were three women, and I think that they were like at a park and like there was alcohol and stuff, but she got in trouble specifically for indecent exposure. So it's a thing. It's happening. If you guys see any other instances or examples of this, like, send them to us. Our email is hola@locatoraradio.com. If you've had an experience or you've seen something, head to our website locatoraradio.com and share with us on our SpeakPipe. You just might hear your voice message played on a future episode of Locatora Radio. And yeah, this is just something that we're kind of tracking.
Yeah, I mean, and something that I also have seen is also, and like, this is not necessarily a bad thing, but again, if you become like the moral police, right? Where I saw this TikTok, this video of this woman is saying, can we stop pretending that casual sex is empowering?
As women, are we done pretending like hooking up with men or being intimate with men who don't respect us and actively don't have an ounce of a shred of respect or care for us is empowering? Are we done pretending like that's empowering or even healthy?
And she goes on this whole like rant about how casual sex is really bad and men don't deserve you and all these different things. And like, yeah, of course, there's some truth to that. But again, when you start to become the morale police, mm-hmm. you have these high morals. And so anyone that engages differently is now bad.
Yes.
That's a problem.
That's a problem. And I think sometimes we take terms and we take them to the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Casual sex can mean so many things.
It can mean so many things. Same with, like, you know, going back to like our multidimensional hoe episode early on, it's like being a hoe doesn't mean you're having a ton of sex with a ton of different people. It can. And more power to you. Mm-hmm. And it can also mean you don't have sex at all, but your hoe is praxis and politics, which more power to you also.
Right. Totally. Like, casual sex in a purity culture framework, which mm-hmm. is what we're working under, mm-hmm. casual sex is anything outside of marriage.
Yep.
Even if it's a long-term partner
yep.
that you live with. You're not married in a church under the eyes of the Lord. You're engaging in sinful casual sex.
You're living in sin.
Where is the line?
Exactly.
You know, stay out of other people's bedrooms.
Literally.
It all comes down to over and over and over again.
I, for one, have never been able to really engage in casual sex because, like, I get so attached. I'm like, I will fall in love with you.
Fair. Very fair.
But I'm like, do I wish that I had a casual sex streak? Absolutely.
You know,
but the few times that I have engaged with it, I'm always like, so are we dating now or what?
Right. What's the dealio?
Exactly. And so, but I'm also like, get it. More power to mm-hmm. you. Have your fun. Be safe. Practice safe sex.
Right.
Use consent. All of that. You know,
totally.
And so, again, like you said, under this framework of purity culture, like anything, if you're not saving yourself for marriage, it's bad. And the marriage better be to
procreate.
To one, if you're a woman, a cishet dude,
mm-hmm.
and it's like sex is only to procreate.
Yep, that's it. So you can't like pick and choose. You know, are you a slut shaming purist or not? Or right. are you a liberated hoe like us?
Yes.
Choose a side.
Get with the winning team, hoe.
Get like, with that's, the winning team.
Come on. Also, and with that, you know, because while we were researching for this episode, you know, again, like tying back to like the victim blaming is I saw this TikTok in the sound. And it was funny because someone said, can you turn this into a sound? Mm. Meaning like they want to use it too. And the sound was like, be modest. You know, act correctly.
Cover your body. Modest is hottest. A purity ring is a statement you're saving yourself for marriage. Your virginity is a gift to your husband on your wedding night. Boys will be boys. Bra straps make them stumble. Too much skin makes them rape. Kiss dating goodbye. True love waits.
And the worst part of it, I didn't listen. I couldn't get through the whole thing, but the worst part of it was like, tank tops make men rape.
Oh my God.
Yes. Showing your shoulders makes men rape.
Can I ask, what is it about the shoulder? What is it about the shoulder? From dress codes in school mm-hmm. and in work to this, what is it about the shoulder?
So sexual. I love a shoulder.
I love a shoulder.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Shoulders are great. Shoulders are beautiful. There's nothing wrong with shoulders.
Exactly.
To demonize shoulders, that's how you know that. Throw the whole thing away.
Literally.
Throw it all away. Throw the Bible away. Throw the church away. You can quote me. I'll keep my shoulders. Yeah, it's too much. I don't like it. And it's boring.
I agree. So, you know, tying it back to the top of this episode of more power to bimbos. Be like bimbos. Dress like bimbos.
Yeah.
Do what you want. Don't put your like moral high grounds, puritanical views on other people.
Yeah, don't get on TikTok and tell me to keep sweet and pray, bitch. Like,
or put godly makeup on.
What is
I
that?
I will kill you. Please stop it.
Godly makeup. On that note, this has been another episode
of Locatora Radio.
Thank you for tuning in.
Let us know what you think. Maybe this will be a part one.
I'm sure it'll continue.
It will.
We are going to ride for sluts until the end of time.
Absolutely.
We will always come to the defense of
sluts,
our fellow hoes.
Bimbos, hoes, yeah. Malas, yes. Diosas, all
Buenas,
of it.
All of it.
All of it.
All of it.
All right, y'all. We will catch you next time.
Besitos.
Locatora Radio is a production of Locatora Productions in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network.
For more podcasts, listen to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Besitos. Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela.
Hosted by Mala Muñoz
and Diosa Femme.
Network. Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, we want to tell you about another really special podcast we love, Dinners on Me with Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Dinners on Me is a show where your favorite celebrities get dinner and get real. Jesse and his famous friends invite you to the table to share untold stories, Hollywood anecdotes, and personal secrets shared only with a full belly of food, wine, and dessert. Jesse is joined by Modern Family co-stars Sofia Vergara and Ed O'Neill, as well as Kathy Griffin, Simu Liu, Mandy Moore, Dax Shepard, and many more. Take a seat at the table and subscribe to Dinners on Me wherever you listen to podcasts.